even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to a very special bonus edition of Sci-Fi Fidelity. Today we have with us Mr. Nick Frost, who is known and loved by fans both in his native UK and around the world as, well, maybe Simon Pegg's better half in the Three Flavors Cornetto trilogy, Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and The World's End. And this month he joins the cast of Into the Badlands, the genre-bending post-apocalyptic martial arts series from AMC, which is entering its second season on March 19th. Welcome to Sci-Fi Fidelity, Nick Frost.
Well, hello. Thanks for having me.
Now, for newbies, this show is an indeterminate war in the distant past, which has reduced at least one area of the world into a sort of a feudalistic state. And we've got seven different barons controlling different aspects of commerce or industry, each with their own armies, and conflicts ensue, but guns have been removed from the formula. So that's how you get all these wonderfully choreographed fight scenes in the show. And with the different factions in season one that we saw from Quinn and the Widow and Jacoby, and just a hint of maybe the River King and the Abbots, is your character, Badgy, who's new to season two, part of one of those factions, or is it a completely new one?
No. You know what? Let me just jump in and say, I think Badlands is set 3 years into the future.
Okay.
I think it's 2020 it's set. Yeah, Badgy's completely new. You know, he's not affiliated to anyone. He has no ties, or so we think. And, you know, Sonny wakes up as a prisoner, and he is chained to this man, Badgy, who's me. And, yeah, we stay chained together for, I think, two or three episodes, which is it's fantastic for me as an actor to be chained to Daniel Wu. It was a real treat.
Well, now, tell us about these weapons of choice. We see some screenshots in the publicity material and a great animated GIF of your character in action. But we see in your cast photo that you're a bit of a fan of hammers. So how are those going to get used, and what can we look forward to seeing with those tiny little hammers there?
Well, weirdly, I used hammers in that publicity shot, first of all, because my character works in a mine, or he's a prisoner in a kind of prison mine. And secondly, because my soccer team that I support is a team called West Ham United, and our nickname is the Hammers. And so that's why I use the hammers as a kind of cheer and a little blink to my favorite soccer team, West Ham United.
Now, in general with the show, I don't know how much you can speak to this. Are we going to get more answers in season two about the wider world that perhaps your character is about, maybe even Azra, beyond the Badlands?
Well, listen, I mean, that's obviously a massive spoiler, but with most of these things, I mean, there is a, creatively, it's a toss-up between what you're going to give to the audience and what you're going to keep hidden back should there, touch wood, be a third season, you know. So, I mean, making episodic American TV is a new thing for me too. So I didn't know what was going on story-wise. You know, we're all kind of kept in the dark. We have three scripts to start, and then as we're shooting, you get number four and five. And, you know, I think all of the cast were keen to know what happens. You know, it's a really nice feeling getting that script and thinking, first of all, have I been killed? No. Brilliant. So what's my character now doing, you know? And I think they play that balancing act really well. So, you know, there are massive kind of, oh, you know, oh shit moments. And then they're combined with builds for hopefully, touch wood, what comes next, you know?
That's right. Now, this show already was super cool, but adding you to the mix is going to make it even cooler. But maybe some of your fans are expecting a bit of humor because of your comedic background. Is there going to be some lightheartedness in the role? And
well, yeah.
Is it maybe an unfair assumption to want something like that?
Well, no, I mean, I think that's fair enough. I mean, that's what I like doing, you know. But I think characteristically, you don't have to be just one of those things. You're not just a funny person at the expense of being a human being with human emotions. You know, I think the best, funniest people have all of that, you know. And in terms of drama, I think dramatically, even at the lowest points of it, you know, a character's life, you can still be funny, and it works. And in fact, I think it works better, you know. I think being funny in this show, the challenge is knowing when to employ and when not to employ. You know, there are certain times when just be dramatic, it's fine. It doesn't need to be funny. But I think, you know, I spend essentially the first 4, 5, 6 episodes just with Sonny, just with Daniel Wu. So I think what people are going to enjoy is seeing Daniel Wu become more of a person, you know, to become, I think everyone's used to him in season 1, you know, he's an assassin, him and Quinn are at loggerheads, and then, you know, his wife and his baby, that's the mission. And now through Badgie and with Badgie's help, you see him become more of a person. He laughs and jokes a bit, and, you know, Badgie prods him and looks for an opening, you know, and I think that's a really nice thing to do, and I think people will really enjoy that element of Sonny, you know.
Now, were you a fan of martial arts films yourself growing up, and how did this come about, you getting this role? Was it tailor-made, or did you come to it from an audition process?
No, not at all. I mean, yes, I was a fan, but, I mean, I'm not, like, a massive fan. I'm not like Daniel Wu or Tarantino or Edgar. I couldn't name you every film that Jackie Chan's ever made. But yeah, I was a massive fan. You know, I was a fan of Bruce Lee, I think, growing up. We had at school lots of Bruce Lee. You know, that's what the boys wanted to be at school, was Bruce Lee. You know, we all loved Enter the Dragon. So, you know, I kind of had an inkling of what was needed and what was required, but I definitely wasn't in any way, shape or form an expert.
And have you encountered any challenges in the filming of season 2 that perhaps you didn't anticipate with this kind of genre?
Well, I mean, I kind of knew what was needed of me. You know, I knew it was martial arts, so I knew there'd be lots of fighting. But they made it very easy. It was very simple. You know, it's obviously very physical, but in terms of learning long, vast choreographies, it's just they don't shoot it that way. You know, it's shot in little bite-sized chunks, and I think as an actor you only necessarily have to learn 10 moves every time, you know, and then they rework it, and then you learn 10 more, you know. It's very easy.
Did you have any wire work to do?
I had a bit of wire work, but obviously because of my size, the wires would have had to have been really big, so I think financially it wasn't worth their while.
Well, I certainly think that the costuming and the basically imposing look of your character is really going to go a long way in that score anyway.
I hope so, yeah.
Now, this is a series that people can catch up with on Amazon or iTunes or Google Play or Xbox, various streaming services that are out there. Is this a show that you watched before being cast, or did you watch it and just get even more excited as the filming came closer?
Well, after my kind of initial meeting, I then went out and sought it, and it kind of helped solidify my saying yes, you know. I love the fact that it was very true dramatically and from a martial arts standpoint to what it wanted to be, you know. And I think it's kind of unique at the moment in American TV is, you know, the martial arts is martial arts, is, you know, Jackie Chan style, high kicking, all action, blood fountain, martial arts, which I think is fantastic.
Well, we're very much looking forward to meeting your character on season 2 when it begins on AMC March 19th. And thank you very much for joining us today, Nick Frost.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good day.
So go ahead and check out the multiple Into the Badlands season 2 trailers that are available here at Den of Geek, along with episode information for season 2. And you can catch up on season 1 of the show, like I mentioned earlier, on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, and Xbox. There are only 6 episodes, so really, there's no excuse. And for more science fiction television discussions and interviews, subscribe to Sci-Fi Fidelity, the podcast that turns the volume up on shows that deserve your attention. Just look for Sci-Fi Fidelity wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on social media at Sci-Fi Fidelity.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.